Former U.S. attorney slams unqualified James Comey after damning IG report. By Joshua Kaplan on August 31, 2019. Appearing Friday on the Fox Business Network, former U.S. attorney Bud Cummins and former FBI special agent John Iannarelli slammed former FBI director James Comey following the release of the Department of Justice Inspector General report detailing the fired law enforcement officials' leaking of classified information. A partial transcript is as follows. David Asman, Bud, you worked with Comey. When you hear the Inspector General call his actions dangerous, I'm wondering if you hearken back to any signs of that when you worked with him. Bud Cummins, well, let me say good things about Jim Comey, talented guy, nice fellow. Obviously, now we know he was in positions that he was not qualified to be in. You could see a progression if you look back in the history of Jim Comey. Going back to 2004 when he had a conflict with the White House over a provision in the counterterrorism program. In a 2007 hearing, he engineers a way. It's not a hearing about that, it has nothing to do with that. But he engineers a way to tell that story in a long dramatic way. Guess who is the hero in the story? Jim Comey. In that same hearing, he reads from an email that he got, where he replied to another U.S. attorney. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. He gave that email to the committee to ask him about it. Jim's been prompting himself as this paragon of virtue for his whole career, but it finally blew up in his face. Asman, John, when you were at the FBI, do you hear any reports on Comey that would indicate to you, at that time, that he was dangerous? John Iannarelli, I wouldn't use the word dangerous. But I certainly had the opportunity directly with Director Comey and I've seen him in action and I would agree with my colleague that the fact is Director Comey seemed to be interested in Director Comey.